Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, that was Rom-Com Friday. Go ahead, go to Sports Radio 610. You go on Twitter. It's up right now. There's several people on the text line, Trailer Will and Frame text line, asking where can we vote. This is 40, Sleepless in Seattle, and Sweet Home Alabama. Sweet Home Alabama is leading right now. That's going to be the next Rom-Com. Clint's got to watch potentially one of those.
I ain't got any of them. Be honest with you.
You ain't seen any of them?
No, I mean, I don't think I've seen it. Well, I've heard of it. Sweet Home Alabama, I've heard of that.
Yeah, that's Reese Witherspoon. Yeah, let's see. How to lose a guy in 10 days. That's the lowest rating. Lowest stars. Ooh. Two stars. A low two stars.
It was a tough finish, man. Yeah. It was a tough finish.
Yeah, it was. All right, our guy, Rob Doster, who was on with us yesterday, Field of 68. Before you get in Clint's ass about that that UConn tail kicking they gave the Hogs, Are you a rom-com fan? We're forcing Clint to have to watch rom-coms every week. I feel like I listened to you yesterday. I feel like you're a rom-com guy.
Oh, man, you got my scout down pat, man. Come I'm a now. Huge rom-com guy. I love rom-coms. Clint, I'm going to tell you this right now. You're going to love Sweet Home Alabama.
I don't know.
That is a great movie. That is a top five rom-com of all time in my book.
I think Although you're being aggressive, Rob. I think you're being a little bit aggressive, Rob. Top five?
That's what I do. You think I'm coming on here and I'm coming with the soft takes? No, we're coming hot, baby.
that's steaming.
Your How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, you gave that two stars?
Two at best.
I don't like it, Rob. I don't like it.
I don't do corny, Rob. I don't do corny, man.
All right.
I'm going to guess you got more stars than that. You're a fan.
Yeah, probably like four.
Mm. Oh, God. Out of five. We're five stars.
Out of five, yeah.
Four?
Out of five, yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Four. That's a great movie.
It's too much. By the way, Rob, my wife just texted in Sweet Home Alabama is the best on that list. So, I mean,
She knows. She knows. She's smart.
His high water. Of course she is.
She's got good taste in movies. A lot better than hubby.
She got great taste in men. I'm saying that. His high water mark is The Proposal. He had The Proposal four stars. I think The Proposal is better than Sweet Home Alabama. Like, you're going top five there.
I don't know about The Proposal. Is good, though. That's a good movie. That is a good movie.
Did you know old gal had that tail end she has?
Sandra Bullock.
I didn't know Sandra Bullock had that shape. That pencil skirt really did her some justice.
I've known for a while because I saw that. I've seen that movie probably 100 times, Clint. But
Man, I didn't know Sandra had that.
I'm a big rom-com guy.
Yeah, Rob, I'm gonna have to follow you here real quick. I'm gonna have to get the rest of this top five because I'd like to go with you because I've got five rolling in my head. I don't know how you got that one in there. But how did it feel last night? As we brought you on here, you spoke with your heart, with your heart, and your heart was exactly how that game went. The size was way too much for Arkansas. And they couldn't hit any outside shots to kind of offset that. Your thoughts on that game? And I'm guessing you were in the house to watch that.
Oh, I was in the house. If you want to know how bad it got in that building, Clint, by about the 16-minute mark of the second half, nobody was actually watching the UConn-Arkansas game. Everybody was watching on the Jumbotron. They had Michigan State, Kansas State. And that's what everybody was watching. That's what everybody was reacting to. There was a lot of red in that building, Clint. And it was very quiet in there. For probably the last 30 minutes or so. There wasn't a lot of noise.
Rob.
I didn't hear any of that. I didn't hear any of those chants. Nobody was it was quiet in there.
Rob, I'm sitting there at Twin Peaks right here off 59 and Kirby and got a couple of buddies there. And I'm watching this game, And for about 2 hours, I had to listen to this table behind me, who clearly didn't see all the red on my table. They just kept looking like, damn, Arkansas's getting that ass whooped, man. It went on. If it happened once, it happened 10 times. And every time I just bit my tongue, man. It was awful. Tell me this, man. I mean, look, that was a shellacking. Is UConn just that good, or did Arkansas just fold up like a cheap tent?
I think UConn is just that good. I really do. The guy that makes everything go for them is Andre Jackson. He's like a 6'6" point forward. When he is playing the way that he played last night, like, you got the perfect Andre Jackson game last night. 7 points, 7 boards, 7 assists, only took 5 shots, had 3 steals, and just everything runs through them. He makes the defense run. He makes the offense run. And when he is a threat to score, like, he can't shoot. I'd rather have you shooting jumpers, Clint, than Andre Jackson jumpers. But when he finds a way to be a threat, cutting to the basket, being a lob target, being a guy that they're using in the dribble handoffs to kind of keep that defender engaged and keep that space created, it allows you to get Jordan Hawkins open jump shots and allows you to get the ball into Adama Sanogo in the post. And those two guys are going to win their matchup every single time. Like, they're just that good. So when he's able to keep that defender engaged, like, if you look at it, there was about a 1 month stretch in the Big East season when everybody kind of figured out what UConn wanted to do and how to stop them. And that was, you just did not guard Andre Jackson. You gave him the Russell Westbrook defense. You guys saw that, right? Where Draymond Green just stood in front of the basket. Yeah. That's all they would do. And they would just double team whoever had the ball, more or less. And that messed UConn up for a while. And they figured out how to play with Andre Jackson on the floor and keep his defender engaged. And now that they're doing that, like, they've won every game outside of conference play by double digits. Every single one. That includes beating Alabama. That includes beating North Carolina. That includes Iowa State. That includes Arkansas last night. That includes Florida on the road. Like, they are a very, very good team. And I'm very biased in this conversation, but I don't know who beats them. I honestly do not know who beats them. There's nobody that has the level of defense, the size, the toughness and physicality, and also has the skill on the other end of the floor. They're just, I don't know what you do. Yeah. I don't know what you do to beat them.
I just want Andre to get a little bit more consistent with them braids. That's my only issue with Andre. I just like him to be a little bit more consistent there. All right, today here, a lot of people are ready as U of H. They take the floor, and they have – let's just be honest, Rob. They've been shaky against Northern Kentucky in the first round, and then found themselves, which I think was very unlucky, having to play Auburn in Birmingham. But they found themselves down in that game, and Marks came in and really helped them in the second half. Is this is Houston leaking oil, or do you think those were just scares to get them ready and they can make a run here to Houston?
No, I think the first game had a lot to do with the fact that Jamal Shedd wasn't 100%. And we know Marcus Sasser wasn't 100%. We don't have your two best guards playing their best. You're just, you know, you're not going to be the best version of yourself. So I'm not too worried about the Northern Kentucky game. And then Auburn, like, and they played that in Birmingham. I don't know why the NCAA selection committee decided to put Houston playing a second-round game on the road against the number 9 seed, but they did for whatever reason. And they still found a way. Like, they struggled a little bit in the first half, but they turned it on in the second half. And that's kind of what Houston does, right? There's no – what's the best way to phrase it? There's no – it's not like this is a team that has a superior set of skill. It's not like they have 17 different NBA guys on the roster. It's not like they have, like, the Brandon Miller out there or the Jordan Hawkins out there. They got a bunch of guys that are just valuable in their role and know exactly what they're supposed to do and exactly what the game plan and the scouting report is going to be. And they're tougher and more physical than you. And when it comes to the NCAA tournament, you see the officials swallow their whistles, right? There's teams that can play in the mud are the teams that win in March. If you can play in the mud and you got good guards, then you can beat anybody in the NCAA tournament. Look at UConn. Look at Alabama. Look at Houston. Look at where Kansas State is right now, right? They got two studs, and they're not afraid to get dirty when they play. And that's what you got to be able to do to advance. And that's what Houston does. I mean, when Marcus Sasser is hitting shots and Jamal Shedd is hitting shots and Tremont Marks coming off the bench and making plays, like, there's just a never-ending line of 6'8", 250-pound dudes that looked like they got lost on their way to playing defensive end and ended up on a basketball court, and they're tough and they're physical and they rebound and they defend and they're nasty and they'll hit you with an elbow and they're not scared of anybody and they'll play through whatever injuries they got. Like, that that Houston team, it's like going to war every time that you watch them play. They're just so good. And wouldn't it be such a perfect narrative if Houston makes it to Houston, wins a national title in Houston, while Houston alum Jim Nance is calling his final four? That would be – that's kind of puts a perfect bow on the season, doesn't it?
Should they, easy with that Nance stuff. Oh, show's got a little – show's got a special way of pissing him off. They're not best of friends. Hey, what – the Longhorns, you got a lot of, obviously a lot of Texas fans around these parts as well, man. Xavier, Texas tonight. Thoughts on that one?
I love Xavier. I love their guards. Their backcourt is probably the best that's left in the NCAA tournament. They got a guy named Sully Boom, who, when announcers get fired up and he hits a big shot, like, that's probably the best name for announcers to have in college basketball. But this Texas team, there's something about them. I honestly feel like they are playing for Rodney Terry. I feel like when I watch them play, these guys are saying, look, it's a joke that this dude has gotten us to the Sweet 16. He finished second in the toughest conference in college basketball. He won the Big 12 tournament, and this dude still does not have a full-time contract from Texas. And I feel like those guys are playing from their own admission. Their backcourt is better than I think anyone gave him credit for. Serge Ibaka Rice is a stud, man. Like, yeah. That dude, he's not really great at anything other than winning, other than doing what it takes to win. Marcus Carr has been a better decision maker. Now that Dylan Disu was out there playing like a young LaMarcus Aldridge, like, they're good, man. I think that they find a way to beat Xavier. And we get an all-Texas Elite Eight. How about that? Houston against Texas in the Elite Eight.
Ooh, that'd be nice. I got Texas in our little family pool. All right, that's Rob Doster of Field of 68. Rob, real quick, man, I know you guys, I know you and Jeff Goodman and the Field of 68 crew, y'all cover the college game as well, if not better than anybody out there. Y'all will be down here in our beautiful city of Houston for the Final Four, man. When are you guys getting down here, and where can the folks find y'all, other than obviously on Field of 68? I'm talking about here on the ground, boots on the ground in Houston. Where can folks come hang out with you?
So we're going to be doing live shows all throughout the week. We get down there on Wednesday. We're going to be having coaches come on and join us. The coaches' convention is down there that same week during the Final Four. So last year when we did this in New Orleans, we had every coach that wasn't playing in the Final Four, every head coach come on and hang out, do a segment with us. We're going to be doing three shows at Little Woodrow's, the one in, I guess it's in Edo, right by Minute Maid Park, Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, and then Thursday and Friday from 12 until 2 before the Astros games. And then on Thursday and Friday night, we will be at the Bayou Music House, I believe it's called, where they are hosting the three-point contest and the dunk contest. So we will be doing live shows there. And then on Sunday, all day, we're at McIntyre's in downtown. It's going to be great down there. I'm fired up for it. And Clint has promised to come hang out with us. So if you want to meet Clint Sterner, take a picture with him. Let him know that UConn beat that Razorback ass. You can let him know and come hang out with us, because I will definitely be letting him know.
Yeah, come on through, man. I'm definitely going to come hang out with you guys. I'm going to wear out my welcome. But, man, look, we'll stay plugged into Field of 68, man, and we greatly appreciate you coming on once again, brother.
Always a pleasure, guys. Clint, sorry for your loss, my man.
Hey, man, kick rocks, man. Let me see the back of your head get smaller.
All right, Rob, appreciate you. As you said, man, Rob Doster, he'll be out and about coming up next week here in Houston as the Final Four kicks off.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.